Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Swami Prabhupada ki, Jai Vrishnam Shripad Bhakti Sanda Saraswati ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavinda ki, Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki, Pranti Kaushi Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupada Nishibhati Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gopu Bhaktivinda. Radha Krishna Gopu Gopina, Shamakunda Radha Kunda Kiri Govidan ki, Vrindavandam ki, Mayapur Nabjikdam ki, Jagannapuridam ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Gandhami Jamunamai ki. Sambhita Bhaktivinda ki, all glories from the devotees, all glories from the devotees, all glories Shri Guru and Garanga O Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nithananda Jai Vita Chandra Jai Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 19, Madhyalila, 152. Mali hoi kori se bijaropan. Shabana kirtan jale korai se chan. Mali hoya kori se bijaropan. Shabana kirtan jale korai se chan. Mali hoya kori se bijaropan. Shravana kirtan jale korai se chan. Male hunya kori se bijaropan. Shravana kirtan jale korai se chan. Shavana kirtan jale koraya se chan. Ladies. Male hagya kore se bija arapan. Mali hoya kore se bijaropan. Shravana kirtan jale se chan. Mali hoya, becoming a gardener. Kore does. She that. Bij. Seed of devotional service.
Aropan,
sowing. Shravana, of hearing. Kirtana, of chanting. Jale, with the water. Karai, does. Shechan, sprinkling. Translation. When a person receives a seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually, by the process of shravana and kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. Purport. To live with devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the shravana kirtan process. Sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue the shravana kirtan process without worshiping the deity, but the execution of shravana kirtan is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engaged in the shravana kirtan process without worshiping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in shravana kirtan. This is not possible for neophyte devotees. The word guru prasad indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. That is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Those with a background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit and to bestow the benefit. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sends his representative to impart his mercy. Endowed with the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God, the spiritual master distributes the mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus, the personality of God. Thus, the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service to the Supreme Personality. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad, Krishna's mercy, that he sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets a bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. Bhakti Lata Bija means the seed of devotional service. Everything has an original cause or seed. For any idea, program, plan, or device, there is first of all the contemplation of the plan. That is called a bija or seed. The methods, rules, and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute Bhakti Lata Bija or seed devotional service. The Bhakti Lata Bija is received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Other seeds are called Anyabhilashitas Bija, Karma Bija, or Gyan Bija. If one is not fortunate enough to receive the Bhakti Lata Bija from the spiritual master, he instead cultivates the seeds of Kam Bij, Gan Bij, Karma Bij, or Gana Bij, political, social, philanthropic Bij. However, Bhakti Lata Bij is different from these other Bijas. Bhakti Lata Bij can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get Bhakti Lata Bij. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasadam. Bhakti Lata Bija is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija or root cause of karma, gyan, yoga, without the benefit of devotional service. However, one who is faithful to the spiritual master gets the Bhakti Lata Bija. This Bhakti Lata Bija is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions. And this is called Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master or who does not follow the regular principle is not fit for chanting Kirtan. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 2.41. Vyavis vyavisayatmaka buddhir keha kurunandana. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit to chant or preach the cult of devotional service. One has to water the Bhakti Lata Bija after receiving instructions from the spiritual master. Upajya Barilata Brahmanda Berijai Garajananda. Okay. Malihoi Korise Bijaropan Savan Kirtan Jale Koreshe Chan. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. There's a lot of points in this purport. First off, we hear that to live in the temple, the next immediate thing, immediately, sometimes neophyte devotees think that they can continue Shravan Kirtan process without worshiping the deity. But if you do that, it's meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who engaged in the Shravan Kirtan without worshiping the deity. We hear that about 25 million times. Don't imitate Haridas Thakur. And actually, people did try to imitate Haridas Thakur. Many people, I think, within ISKCON and mostly without, because if you don't have association of the bona fide guru like Prabhupada, you won't hear about that. You'll hear about Haridas Thakur, or might not even hear about Haridas Thakur. Not know. If you actually heard about Haridas Thakur, you would not be trying to imitate him, because you would know the glories of Haridas Thakur cannot be imitated by anybody, usually. Just like when Haridas Thakur went into the... He was asked by Balaramacharya to come to a gathering at the uncle and father of Raghunath Das. And there, Haridas Thakur was the chief guest and speaker. And when he spoke, first of all, some others spoke, and they started glorifying... They also glorified Haridas, but they said that the muktipal, the fruit of chanting, was actually mukti, and to destroy sinful activity. So when Haridas Thakur heard them, he said, actually, this is just the byproduct. This is not really the mukya fall. The main fruit is to develop your love, prema fall. Prema pumarto maha. Prema pumarto maha. The great goal, value of human life is the praying. So Haridas Thakur, he asked them to just explain. He quoted some shlokas, and he asked them to explain those shlokas, what that meant, but they still didn't get it. So he explained, and he started to speak about the goal himself. So some of the things he said, Angha Sangharit, he quoted one verse, it's mentioned in Padyavali. So Haridas Thakur was not just chanting Hare, even though he chanted Hare Krishna, and apparently for so many hours every day, still he was called Mahavidvan, a great pundit, a great vidvan. So he could defeat, if he had to, any with logic, just like when he spoke with the king, the qazis, and all those. He had great logic. He did not necessarily use a shastra. He said, well, you're worshiping God, I'm worshiping God, you're converting so many Hindus to become Muslim, if one Muslim might become follow this Sanatan Hindu Dharma, what is the problem? And like that. So he could defeat. No difficulty. But he quoted these verses, Taraniya Iva Timira Jaladim, that the holy name is like the sun, and it dries up this Timira, ocean of darkness. We're swimming in an ocean of darkness. Bhavarnavam. So the spiritual master is described Swayam Samutirya Shudustaram Dumam. We're coming upon the appearance of Krishna. So it's very nice to read Garbha Stuti. So in the very beginning of that second verse, It describes the mercy of the spiritual master, because that's spoken about here. The spiritual master is giving the seed. So there, the devas, they're speaking such wonderful slokas. Swayam samuttir sudustaram dhyumam. Dhyumam means like the sun. Krishna is describing that they know Krishna is in the womb, but they're describing him as the sun. And how sudustaram is very difficult to surpass this ocean of material world, horrible place. So they're describing him like the sun. Dhyumam means many words for the sun. Niharamiva Bhaskara in the sixth canto, also Krishna described like the sun. And it dries up this ocean. But sometimes the ocean is also good. Prema Vrishti, because there's an ocean of prema. So Mahaprabhu, he's described himself also in the Panchatattva. They bring the prema, the ocean, the rains, and it creates... Prema Vrishti, the rain of prema, that drowns the seed also. There's these seeds that are mentioned of karma and gyan, karma, lust, so many bad seeds, they're drowned out with this premambudo, viharaneya, dichitta vitti. One has to swim in that ocean of prema. So Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, they don't make any kind of distinction. Who is eligible? They're actually the original spiritual masters, Nittai Padakamalam. So they... Hoy Bij Nas, destroying this. When they see that seed of karma, gyan, anyabilas, bij is mentioned here, when those are flooded, because seed might be fructified, but if it's flooded or burned, it could be burned by the sun of Krishna or flooded by the ocean of prema, it doesn't act. Then the all the hasi nachi gai. When the Panchatattva see this ocean of prema coming and drowning these karma bij, hasi gai nachi, they're very happy, hasi, laughing, gada gadi jai, rolling the supreme malikara, the Mahaprabhu. Here it says one should become mali. But Mahaprabhu is speaking in Adi Lila, especially in ninth chapter, all about it. Ninth chapter, Adi Lila. Ami Eka Malika. I am only one gardener, but I also want to be the tree. He is the tree. Alokika Vrika. He's an amazing tree that this ordinary tree can only stay in one place. Stavara. But this tree goes everywhere. And even if you don't see him, he's spreading his... ecstasy everywhere. Eka Malika. But he says, where can I go? Koto Jabo. Where will I go? And how far can I go to eat so many fruits? I'm our pet butter. He says, my stomach is completely full now with ecstasy. He's rolling on the ground. Vivasha Vival described. That Vivasha Vival. He's in ecstasy, crying, and he's uncontrolled, rolling on the ground. So in Haridas Thakur was, and Mahaprabhu also quoted from the 11th canto, one verse. Evam vrata sapriya namakirtya dana raga druta chitta. The heart is melting by taking the holy name. So when one takes a vow to chant the holy name, not that one simply chants here and there, but one takes the vow to the spiritual master, as mentioned here by Prabhupada in several places in his purport. If one doesn't keep the vow of chanting, then he cannot actually have the potency. But sometimes we see that even persons who are a little off, not following, still they speak to someone in the street because this potency is there. And someone gets a seed, a little bit of a like that. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also, he's written, I think maybe his first song, but was it the Kalyana Kalpa Thru, about this tree. Many times we hear this comparison of the tree of devotional service. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving very systematic representation. He's written songs, and although the songs eventually, they bring us to the highest state. Ami Yamuna Puline, It's the next to the last song. I was just looking at the book, I'm very ecstatic. And Ami Jamuna Pulini Sakyaja. Today, he's speaking like a gopi. Ami Garina Jaibo. I won't even go home, but I'll go in the forest. So the final fruit is given by Bhakti Vinod. But all the steps are given also, how to get to this point. But one cannot jump ahead. That, oh, I'm in second grade. Someone was saying yesterday, now I decide that I'll go into college or something. No, one has to take gradually where he's at. So, but the Krishna consciousness and is Atma. One has to realize himself where he's at, on what level, so he cannot jump immediately. But still, prema, pamarto maham. Harpa was giving that this panchama, the fifth goal of life. Otherwise, there are four goals of life, but they are just some mundane. There's mukti. Mukti is nothing. This, in fact, is here described also. Gan. Gan brings us to this mukti. In fact, it's described as tucha, mukti tucha, Paul. It's very insignificant. So in many places, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is quoting, Rupa Goswami is quoting so many verses. And in the beginning, he's talking also about this ocean, the ocean of love of God, prema. The whole book is called The Ocean of Devotional Service. So here, the bija, we hear about this bija, we have bija mantras, you chant Gayatri mantra, or even if you chant Bhagavatam mantra, Om, Ham, Hring, Hum. There's some shlokas that begin Hong, Hring, Hum. These are the bija mantras that we have, Ayin. That you chant those, invoke that, and then the mantra fructifies out of this bija. And it's very important. Ham bija pada pita. Krishna is the original seed-giving father. And after receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions. So shravanam, kirtanam. It's a very simple process. Those who are doing the difficult process, trying to touch one nose by reaching around the head, that doesn't really work very nicely. It's very difficult. Ekke ha kurananda. Prabhupada quotes this verse because in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti described that the disciple, he should take the spiritual master's instruction as the life and soul. Ekke ha kurananda. Ekke ha kurananda. Vyavas. Vyavasayatmaka buhi ekke ha kurananda. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of spiritual master is unfit to chant or preach the cult of devotional service. So many times Prabhupada would quote one verse that first one should become perfect, upajivana, should perfect himself. Bharat bhumite hoila manusha janma, janma sarta korikara para upakar. Mahaprabhu is saying everyone born in Bharat Varsha. Sometimes we discuss Bharat Varsha as India's Bharat Varsha, but entire earth is Bharat Varsha. But anyone especially born there, there's no time that Prabhupada never didn't quote that verse when he's speaking to groups of both persons born in Bharat Varsha, whether they're Muslim, Parsi, Hindu, whatever, Christian. If they were listening, they would hear that verse. Bharat Bhumi, and then Janma Sartakara Para Upakara, then make yourself perfect and then do good for others. Prabhupada actually gave us a crash course in the old days, and even now, of course, new persons. So immediately they start, you hear about many devotees, the next day they're distributing books, or the very day they pick up in the street, and then they, all of a sudden something clicks and they decide, yes, I should also distribute this book, this knowledge. Give it out. So this way Mahaprabhu is amazing. His tree is expanding. Of course, there are two main roots, Advaita Acharya, like that, and Nityananda, and then the Panchatattva. Eka Vastu Nahi Kichube. There's no difference between the Panchatattva. But still, Dui Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, Eka Mahaprabhu are Dui Prabhu. There's two Prabhus, Nitai, Advaita, and then there's the one Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they don't make any distinction. Patra, patra. Whether one is a recipient of, he should receive it or not. Patra patra vichar nahishtana astam. Whether one is apatra, not really eligible. When Prabhupada came to the West, he set up in Bowery, or he set up 72nd Street, and then he set up on 2nd Avenue, or he went upstate to that yoga place there. He didn't distinguish, oh, you're not, you should do this. No, diksha, kale. There's no no diksham, natcha sakriyam. In order to chant the holy name, there's no restriction. Anybody can chant. Sajjan, durjan, pangu, jara, andagan. The sajjan or the durjan. Sajjan are devotees, or at least gentle persons, who are cultivated persons. Or durjan. Dira, dira, jana, priya, priya. Six Goswamis, they were dear to even the dacoits and gundas. We can't imagine, but this is... You know, so, Sajjan, Durjan, Pangu, those who are lame. Pangu, Jara, Jara, Andagam. Andagam means blind, and Jara means Jara, ignorant. Jara, Andagam. Sajjan, Durjan, Pangu. And also, he describes whether they're young, old, Stri, Vida, Balak, young, old. Stri, woman, Stri, Vida, Balak, Yuva. Or their children, even a child, even a dog, Prabhupada said. So, Shravan, a dog may not be able to chant. Actually, I saw a video yesterday. Guy had his dog, you know, bark. It sounded like he was talking. He was, so a dog can, if a dog could talk, he could say Hare Krishna also. Krishna. So a dog could chant, but he can at least hear. Haridas Thakur, when he was speaking with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was asking that I'm such great anxiety seeing hingsa, all these envious, murderous people in Kali Yuga. How can they be delivered? I don't see that. Jivir duki dekoi, like that Vasudev Dutt. He was seeing that these living entities, all so sinful. Please put the sin on my head. Jivir duk deki. When I see that, then my heart is breaking. My heart is breaking. So Thakur Haridas' heart was breaking, but he satisfied Lord Chaitanya, pacified. He said, Lord, that is okay. Even the non-moving entities, when there's an echo of the holy name, that is the chanting of the non-moving. And you have already delivered everyone in this material world. Because this seed, so anyway, all the devotees who preach, who chant, they represent Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada, just like that prayer, the Garbha Stuti says, Bhavarnamam Bhimam Adabra Sohrada. Adabra Sohrada, that these spiritual masters, these devotees, whether they're initiating or not, they're unceasingly friendly to the living entities. Adabra Sohrada. Sohrada means the most friendly. Suhridam. Just like Krishna Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. So similarly, the spiritual master, any sincere disciple, he feels compassion for all these living entities, whether they're human or not human. Patra, patra, vichar. He doesn't make any distinction. Time, place, person. So, bhavarnamam bhimam adarbhasa. They're seeing bhavarnamam bhimam, very difficult, sudustaram, ocean of nescience here. Therefore, they're friendly, merciful. And the boat that they take to go to the other side, to the spiritual world, they leave the boat. The boat is a very mysterious boat, because the boat is understood in the instructions. Even though they've gone to the other side, their instructions are standing there. Even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not physically here, but if we hear, we chant his songs. Ami Garina Jaibo, he said, I'm not going home. Ami Bani Praveshibo, I'm going into the forest. He's gone. So he's gone with Krishna and the gopis. He's describing them. Mani Moncha Pore, they're dancing in the forest. But still his song is there. We sing it, then we also become ecstatic. Upadesh, he's giving instruction in the first part of his song book. Upadesh and Upalabdhi, how to attain it, how to come to this sambandha in a very ecstatic way. Although we have our Sanatana Goswami, Sambandha, Acharyas, Madan Gopal, but still, amazingly enough, the tree is still expanding with other Acharyas. They're giving more, some other nectar, little nectar here and there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is thinking, what can I do? I'm simply hoping that those devotees who hear me, just like our Krishnas Kaviraj, he's also taking the dust of the readers who hear, who think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they simply thinking, I'm not advanced, but someone might hear this, so Thakur Bhaktivinoda is also thinking. And when they're happy and smiling and ecstatic, then I'm happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he's describing his song about Narada Muni. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is feeling great pleasure. Not that he's simply feeling pleasure. He's feeling pleasure, but he's getting increasing. Echo Baha Sham. Krishna begins at one, but he expands for his pleasure. So he wants to see everyone enjoying this Krishna consciousness. And these seeds of karma and gyan are destroyed and become happy. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking also in the sixth canon, second chapter, like that, he's describing Kechit Kevalaya Bhakti Vasudeva Parayanam Agandun Bhanti Katsyana. Some rare person gets bhakti, very rare, as described in these verses. Brahmanda Brahmite, the last. These are very, very big time verses, famous. We hear them over and over, and we should repeat them over and over. Brahmanda Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavanaji, Guru Krishna Tasari Pai Bhakti Lata. He gets the Bhakti Lata, but he has to keep watering. One cannot water. If there's no rain, Prem Vrishti, then things dry up. If there's no rain, we have to go and water our plants. So sometimes the rain is lacking, so the plants dry up, or we don't water, then the thing will die. Any ordinary plant. So also this Bhakti Lata Beach has to be watered constantly. Shavana Kirt, Satatam Kirtanto Ma, Sada Hari, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, old, constantly. Shavanam Kirtan. Shavana Mangalam, Shimaratatam, Bhuvi Gananti, Eborida Jana. When Prataparudra Maharaj came incognito and he was chanting his Gopi Geet, he got to that verse, 8 or 9, and then Mahaprabhu said, Borida Jana, he embraced him. Previously he couldn't even get darshan because he looked like some ordinary king. But he gave it up. Naham vipra nakchanara patira napi vaisya. We are nothing, we're not king. And Mahaprabhu is saying, I am not a king, Rajadhan, I don't have a kingdom, but I just want to get a little piety in my life. So if I can just propagate this holy name, then I will be known as a pious person. Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's the Karuna avatar. He just wants to be known as a punya khyati. He's a pious person. It's kind of funny. He's acting very humble. When he comes in to see those Mayavadis, Mayavadi Bhasha Shunila Hoi Sarvanash, the Tapan Mishra, they were feeling very inept that they couldn't defeat these Mayavadis. They wouldn't challenge them. So they somehow, Lord Chaitanya arranged it that he had, quote, lunch. I don't know what, I guess they had lunch. We don't hear about what the menu was. When he came there, he was sitting very humbly where the Ihan Aisha, you come, why are you feeling lament? They thought he was lamenting over something. Don't sit there. They don't even understand. Mayavadis, they don't understand humility. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he was so-called instructing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, oh, I wonder why you took sannyas. Sannyasis are the most puffed up guys, you know. They don't bow to anybody. Danda grahena matrena, namo narayana. They think they become Narayana like that. So these are the anyabilashita bij, anyabilashita shunyam. So they have to be taken out, cleaned out. We see that example in the Gundicha Marjana, how no one thought about it, but Lord Chaitanya said, oh, before Jagannath comes, let's clean this Gundicha temple. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's planting that seed, and everyone became so enthusiastic, hundreds of buckets, just to cleanse. It is like cleansing the heart. And even after so much dust and straw, whatever was taken out, big pile, the devotee said, Mahaprabhu's pile was twice as big as theirs combined. That means we have to take shelter of Mahaprabhu. He can cleanse the heart. Cheta darpana marjanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam. On our own, we may not be able to do, but we take full shelter. But we're always taking shelter by chanting, hearing about Mahaprabhu. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing. Before even washing with water, they were just sweeping it out, cleaning, cleansing. So there wouldn't be any dust left. So these are the seeds. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma vinavitam anukuyena. Shravanam kirtanam. So then Mahaprabhu, he embraced that Pratapuruja. You are the most merciful. Imagine, Lord Chaitanya is embracing you. Embracing him. Buridha jana. You're giving the most merciful. Shravanam kirtanam. Shravanam kirtanam, smarana pada sevanam. All these processes are there. Shinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtanam. Ridhyantasto yabhadrani. So by the chanting, then abhadrani's inauspicious things are taken out. Right? So this is what Sukadeva was telling to Parikshit. First he was giving so many things about Praischitta, Praischittani, Chirnani, Narayana, Parayana. Finally he says, one should take shelter of the Mahapurush, Tat Purushini Shevaya. Take shelter of the spiritual master. Tad Viganartam Samitpani. When Jadabharat was speaking with the king, Uhuganath, he described very detailed about the forest of enjoyment like that. How we're coming into this world trying to enjoy this karma bij. And in the beginning, that king, Rahugana, he didn't know, well, who is this guy? He can't carry my palanquin. You're supposed to be big and strong. But after a while, he realized, very quickly, really, as soon as Judd Bharat, who had been very quiet, never spoke anything, started to speak, and he got the association of the spiritual master, Judd Bharat. And he clarified everything. Again and again, the forest of enjoyment, how you're coming in trying to enjoy, and gross wood. And the Prabhupada cautioned us not to become like this. He said, what is this communist flag? The hammer and sickle. That means they're just doing some physical labor, hammering and cutting something, cutting some wheat, cutting some crops or something. No, that's good. We should also know how to do that. But we're after these Shravanam Kirtanam. It's not that we're just simply doing some material thing. That is what the materialists, they want that, just hammering, building, Ugra Karma. He was cautioning, don't just doing some material thing. It's easy to get swept up in this type. And then the Shravan Kirtan is neglected, but it has to be kept up. That's why Satam Prasanga Mama Virya Sambhita Bhavanti Hit Karna Sayana. One has to be in the association of the devotees. Satam Prasanga Mama Virya Sambhita is very powerful. On our own, we're just simply like a spark, But when the sparks come together, it becomes like a fire. Or like a small stick. If you put a stick up in a hole in the roof, but if you put a bundle of sticks, you can keep out the rain, the weather in the roof. So the devotees have to remain strong by hearing and chanting. If someone is chanting, hearing, Mahaprabhu is also hearing, Ramananda Roy, hearing others speak, reciting even Prahlad Maharaj's pastime, any pastime. All the time Swarup Damodar is chanting, Ramananda Roy. It's not that he's the only one. No, he wants to hear. He wants to hear the songs of Chandi Das and so many, Vidyapati, even Ramananda Roy's. He wrote, he wanted to hear Rupa Goswami. Then he becomes satisfied. And Prabhupada said, don't become more Paramahamsa than your Guru Maharaj. I'm going to the class. I'm hearing my disciples. Anyone could say, well, they don't know anything compared to Prabhupada, especially in those days. But Prabhupada wanted to hear them speaking. So the spiritual master is very pleased when he hears the disciples are and developing love of God. Not necessarily that they're getting rich or doing something material, but that when they're becoming ecstatic, then the spiritual master, so they're still becoming happy. Right now, you can please them. Yashya prasada, bhagavat prasada. And if you don't, nagati kutopi, your whereabouts are on. Where are you? As Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling us. And Prabhupada's quoting that verse here as well. Okay, so we have now the question, comment.
So in the purport, it mentioned a couple of times how the spiritual master bestows the mercy upon those that are pious. Those that are pious, but yet Prabhupada said that he created our pious activities, but at the same time, there's other times when he would be with a group of devotees and say, oh, you know, we were all together in our last, you know, in our last life, something like that, so.
Well, you said that he has sometimes a motivation, a transcendental motivation. If you say something like that, I have created, means, you know, don't think, you know, because Prabhupada could say one thing to one person, next minute say the opposite. So there's an instance like that, time and place. So if someone's thinking, oh, we're so pious, and just like Vidyananda told a story that he was on a morning walk and there was some an Indian, and he was quoting so many shlokas, and Prabhupada said, oh yes, and Prabhupada said, very nice, you know, and he liked it. Then the next day, immediately on the walk, Vidyananda, he was Maharaj, I think, then, he started quoting, and Prabhupada immediately said, oh, there are so many shlokas. He cut him off on the first shloka. The other guy was quoting 15 shlokas the day before, and Prabhupada was very happy. So he understood that immediately Prabhupada is just like, you know, boom, don't get, you know. So according to time and place, he said that, yeah, but that, we have to see the whole picture, what he said, so many things. Many times you get bogged down. Oh, Prabhupada said this, well, wait a minute, he said so many things.
I wanted to ask something else, too. But, you know, it seems like hippies, they often get a bad name, but when you look at it critically, it's kind of like they gave up mundane religiosity, they gave up economic development. You know, yeah.
Well, Prabhupada said that, they're best customers. He said that at the time, but then later, in 75, 6, he said, we don't want to be associated with hippies like Allen Ginsberg. In other words, like, yeah, okay, but then, just like Prabhupada said, when they're in my group, they're clean shaven, but as soon as they leave, next day, big hair. Next day, he said. So... In other words, he was very wary of hippie seeds. You were talking about seeds, so... So, as long as you've given it up. But so, yeah, hippies are good, but don't stay a hippie. I mean, that's the whole idea.
But how is that Prabhupada allowed Allen Ginsberg to write the preface of the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning. Well, you know, the BBT, they took that out later, because considering Prabhupada's statement... you know, they actually, I don't know if that was, I think they have, usually they have pretty smart, you know, the editors. So they don't include that anymore, that Ginsburg statement. Now, someone can argue, of course, they can argue, oh, you changed the books, and you know, like that. That's not my argument. Yeah, I'm just watching it go by, you know. I'm sure someone doesn't like the idea that they took it out, but it could be that because they saw a proper statement.
So my question is that...
I first chanted with Allen Ginsberg myself in 63-4 before Prabhupada ever stepped foot in the West.
Yeah,
so
you,
I can't blaspheme Allen Ginsberg. Me and Kusha Krati used to chant. I chanted especially.
So the thought that comes to me was when Prabhupada said that in 76, Ginsberg was no longer actively involved, you know, and so the thought that comes to me is was he directing that against the devotees being too attached to Ginsberg and like promoting him as some endorsement? But, because, you know, you can hear the tapes. You know, I mean, Prabhupada was really engaging with him in those early days in a very friendly way. But, you know, he's not a strict, brahminical Gaudiya Vaishnava by any stretch of the imagination.
Another example would be like, Prabhupada said that Siddhasurup was expert at preaching to hippies. Made, you know, ta-da! So, he made so many devotees from hippies. Probably as much as anybody. So later on, when he was a sannyasi, and devotees, local devotees in New Zealand, Australia, they were wondering, because they were not, Siddhasrupa not dressing anymore like a devotee, although he was supposed to, he's a sannyasi. So they asked Prabhupada, well, we don't know whether to associate with them. They're sannyasis, but they don't, Prabhupada said, no, if they don't look like sannyasis, don't associate. That's another part of this, following the principle. First, you know, you have to follow. You're a sannyasi. You have to look like one.
When Prabhupada said Kirtananda, Mahabhagavat.
Mahabhagavat?
Yeah.
He called him Mahabhagavat?
What is the literary we supposed to think? Like
you said, wait, were you quoting something?
Yeah, Prabhupada said it's Bhagavat.
He said that? No, I didn't hear
something.
He said he was 100% Krishna conscious at one time.
Well, I said,
yeah.
So what am I supposed to think?
It means, like Prabhupada said, he was giving the example, sarvasya cham, what is it, apohanam cha, you can forget. So he gave example of someone named... He got initiated at first initiation, practically, Stradish. So Prabhupada said, just like a Stradish, he was initiated. Then someone, one devotee saw him in the street and said, oh, why don't you come back? And he just said something like, Prabhupada was quoting the whole story saying, oh, I have forgotten all of that. So he said, anytime you can forget, just like Prabhupada, previous, when they're in our camp, clean shaven and everything. But next day, long hair. So yeah, you can.
Okay, and a technical question. End of the purport, Prabhupada write that when a disciple, I'm paraphrasing, or when a disciple received the instruction of guru, that instruction he has to repeat, and that is sravan and kirtan. So how? What is your suggestion in practically in ISKCON? There's so many representative of Prabhupada, they're giving initiation to each individual. Now they should contemplate only their guru's instruction, or that will become Sravan and Kirtan according to Prabhupada, or they should actually hear everybody.
Well, I mean, he is more or less referring to himself most of the time here. Or in general, he knows that he won't be here forever, and then so yeah, you will be other guru, etc. But the hopefully guru is liberal, broad-minded, and he's not, you know, thinking that the disciple will only preach what that guru said and not what Rupa Goswami said. Prabhupada said, I don't know, there's a problem, yeah. They might say differently, a little differently here and there, but the same idea there. I mean, we have the old example that when Garga Muni or someone asked Prabhupada, oh, if something happens to you, we should
we may have to bring your godbrother. Prabhupada said, no, if he says one word different. But on the other hand, you know, of course we all say our words differently. Prabhupada said you should speak the philosophy in your own words. All sannyasis should write books, right? So
even glorified Sukhdev Goswami, not because of repeating, he said in the purport 111 that he was very well known, famous, not because he repeated what he heard from his guru, but the way he presented the audience, they got positive feedback.
Positive.
So interesting.
Sukadev got positive feedback.
Yeah, Narad Muni was there. That yeah. Everybody was surprised.
It's a minimal way to say. What? Yeah. Positive feedback. What is that? What's it called? The blog underneath where they write comments? No, but what was your question meant, that he should only preach what his guru said?
Because some devotee will be like taking it seriously. Okay, my guru didn't say anything. I'm not going to do this.
My guru didn't
I'll say... do only what he said. That. And Prabhupada said here, I mean, they can say literally.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said that will become Sravan and Kirtan, that when he repeats the what they heard from their guru. Not.
Yeah, like guru might be saying, I know some gurus were in debt. They had to have their disciples collect money for their debts, or they establish something that's a little bit devious. That's why we have Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, all three things. Is the Guru in line with the Shastra and the other Sadhus? If he's not, then what are the verses where you say you give up that Guru? It's quoted there about Vamana when he gave up Sukracharya. That apaliptasya, what is it? Give up the guru. If the guru is deviating and he's not in line with sadhu and shastra, then yeah, he doesn't have to follow that. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Guru mukha padma bhakya chitete kori aikya. I mean, that's the real gurus.
So I was overhearing the class that you were listening to yesterday, Bhrigupati, and he was talking about Krishna not, you know, Krishna may not accept me. If Krishna doesn't accept me, then, you know, just, it's okay. I'll just, you know, continue the process, something like that. But I was thinking that the idea is not really that Krishna's acceptance or not accepting us, because he was also talking about the worm, and still you take him out and he still wants to go back into the store. So when people are so conditioned, they like the mode of passion and they like the mode of ignorance, you know, they like the mode of goodness. So when we're trying to purify ourselves, it's more like so we can...
What does it have to do with Krishna accepting him?
Well,
I forgot. I heard most of the class, but what was you in the context?
Because it's not really the idea of Krishna accepting or not accepting us, the idea of ourselves being purified enough to be able to, want to be with Krishna. Because otherwise, you know, we can say, yes, we love Krishna, we want to be with Krishna. But we may not be living our lives, or, like, the purification so that we really can live with Krishna forever.
Anyway, the point is, even if you're not totally there, you have to be sympathetic and take good association and constantly hearing those instructions. But what is the guru giving? He's not giving anything different than Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and just stick to that. Sometimes the disciples are more advanced. Even Prabhupada was saying he's hoping one disciple will become advanced. And just like when Dhruva Maharaj was going back on the Vaikuntha airplane, and he was taking his mother. His mother was Varma Pradarshi, the guru. Of course, she's not as advanced. So Prabhupada's saying, I'm hoping I can latch on to the feet of some disciple who will be advanced. So guru has ecstatic, different types of, so many ecstatic features. That's one of them. So Bhrigu Parimada speaking also that way. He's thinking he's a worm and stool. Or
in our society, we have Prabhupada as an eminent shikshaku. So when he says,
amongst all the instruction, chanting 16 rounds minimum is the first and foremost instruction. That's how he says in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if the present local guru sometime did not say exactly that way, he said, you do your deity worship, that's your main service, nothing else. And now he thinks like, well, Prabhupada said 16 rounds, that's like a secondary instruction. Because my guru, I'm not saying that, I'm just asking his opinion. So now my guru says, take care of the deity, that's my primary service. How he should or he
should. You mean he doesn't have time to chant 16 rounds? Well, that's very rare. I mean, Prabhupada said, what is this 16 round? He was giving lecture in a Radha-Dhamana lecture, and he said, what is this 16 round? It is nothing, he said. He was laughing. He said, here in Vrindavan, there are so many devotees chanting 64, 120 rounds. It is 16 rounds. I mean, all our acharyas, they had deity, but they were chanting much more than 16 rounds. But, you know, deity is also, there's some story that I heard that one devotee wanted to start a temple and have a deity, and then some reason or other, Prabhupada said, you don't need a deity. He held up Bhagavatam and said, this is your deity. And also, you know, when that Bombay was going on in 72-73, then the devotees had that flat kind of downtown, toward downtown, in a nice place. And I mentioned it in Hengiri Raj's book. So they said, well, should we get deity? Prabhupada said, you have painting. It's as good as deity. Don't you know there's eight types of, and he said it, at least in English, maybe even said the Sanskrit. He quoted it. So you have painting that's as good as deity. So there's nothing, you have to make some big deal to have a giant, you know, you can have a painting. In the early days, many temples or preaching centers have the painting. But yeah, deity worship here, he's saying that you need the deity worship, but that deity is that Ashta type, so eight type, Shaili. How does it go? Darumai. Manomai. Manimai. Okay, by jewels. You can donate jewel deity to everybody. Or mine.
Now this is very nice. Thank you. That's a very nice point you made. That's like a main key point for me for this from this class. Because somebody can take literally what Prabhupada said here, that
deity, but also he meant go to the temple and worship deity. Not everyone has to have. He clarified it in 73 and during the installation of Gornitai in L.A. He said, not everyone has to have deity in their house. You come here, he said specifically, unless you have as high a standard in your house, which nobody has really, at the temple. The temple has the highest standard. There might be somebody, yeah, might be, then what? Yeah, where? They keep nice deity, many householders, but they can't have like six artiks. And seeing the artik ceremony is as good as being a pujari like that. Prabhupada said the floor cleaner is as good as the, in Vrindavan he said the, every brick in this temple is as good as the deity. In one talk in Vrindavan temple, Krishna Balam. He said every brick in this temple is as good as the deity. Now that's uttama. We can just see that. We can't really imitate it. Something else? Okay. No? Jai.
That's very nice.
Haribom.